KWCO-FM, HD1, Chickasha, it's time for news.
Fair and 50, good morning. George Plummer in with Cool 105.5 News. Today is Tuesday, April 24th. News sponsored by the Glenhaven Retirement Village, the First National Bank and Trust and Physician House Calls. Beautiful day today, sunshine, high in the mid to upper 70s. Look for some rain and an occasional thunderstorm late this evening and through tomorrow morning. The wreckage of a crash between two semis blocks the state highway for hours. The story coming up in today's Cool News.
There comes a time when a family member may need a nursing home or perhaps an assisted living center. You want a local, clean, caring facility that will take care of your loved one. We invite you to visit Chickasha's Glenhaven Retirement Village, 29th and Iowa. Come out, take a tour, meet the staff. Cleanliness, kindness, medical treatments, delicious food. When it comes time to choose a nursing home or assisted living center, choose carefully. Choose someone you trust. Glenhaven, 224-0909.
A state highway between Chickasha and Dibble shut down for several hours last night after a crash between two tractor trailers. The accident happened about 10 miles east of Chickasha in the Naples area at the intersection of State Highways 39 and 19C. Many people call 19C the Alec Highway. The Highway Patrol reports there were minor injuries, but no details of the crash available, nor were the names of the drivers. The accident happened about 9:30 last night. The roadway wasn't reopened till about 1:30 this morning. The opioid epidemic and how to combat other drug-related problems will be discussed at a public forum in Chickasha tonight. Officials with the Oklahoma Bureau of Narcotics and Dangerous Drugs to be on hand to give an overview of the use and abuse of prescription and non-prescription drugs. Mark Woodward with the OBN fears that if the state question to legalize medical marijuana in the June primary election passes, that Oklahoma's drug problems would get worse. He points to states like Colorado and California, where he says there's been an increase in marijuana use among children as young as 12 and 13 years old. Woodward said for those who want the health benefits of marijuana, that CBD oil is a legal option. The forum to be held at the Chickasha branch or the Chickasha campus of the Canadian Valley Technology Center tonight, starting at 6 o'clock. Oklahoma wildfires have not only destroyed homes, livestock, and crops, there's also been considerable damage to electric utilities. It's estimated that more than $1.6 million in damage has been done to property owned by Western Farmers Electric Cooperative. A press release from the company indicates most of the damage in Dewey County, more than 100 structures damaged or destroyed. There's also been damage in Roger Mills and Woodward counties. Western Farmers says more than 260 transmission poles need to be replaced and believe that number could go up. More Cool News coming right up.
One bank, one local bank, one crazy mad about you community bank. That's First National. If you're involved in the community served by First National Bank, you know us. Our people live to serve. We're in the chamber. We're active in local churches. You meet us at the stock shows, arts festivals, parades, and charity events that bring our community to life. So if you're looking for a bank that cares about the community as much as you do, there's only one bank, one local bank. First National Bank and Trust Company, 11 locations to serve you. Member FDIC.
It sounds like a scene straight out of a science fiction movie, bugs and robots and drones invading a school. Well, it's not a movie. It's real. It's going to be at Chickasha High School Activity Center tonight. It's the Oklahoma Energy Resources Board STEM Night, Science, Technology, Engineering, and Math, part of a program to show students the benefits of taking technology and engineering-related courses. Younger kids can even make slime and check out the live bug petting zoo. A lot of energy-related companies will have exhibits as well. And the teacher that brings the most students to the event gets a $250 gift card. It's open to school districts in and around the Grady County area. STEM night at the Chickasha High School Activity Center, 4 to 7 tonight. A couple of opportunities for wheat producers to get an update on the Grady County crop and get information about wheat in general. The OSU Research Station in Chickasha will host its annual Wheat Field Day this Friday. There'll be discussion about the wheat crop progress and new directions for wheat. Also, a grain market forecast and nitrogen management of dual-purpose wheat will be discussed. Registration for that program, 8:30 Friday morning, the program at 9. Coming up in a couple of weeks, on Wednesday, May 9th, the Shawnee Mills Elevator in Minko will also have a discussion about wheat varieties. That'll be starting at 10:30 that morning. A Grady County woman recognized for her community service work, Susan Ruth with Grady County OSU Extension.
Grady County's OHCE member Peggy Ice took home top honors at the recent Southwest District OHCE meeting in Paul's Valley. Ms. Ice was named Southwest District OHCE Rookie Member of the Year.
Ice is a member of the Spring Creek OHCE, where she serves as an officer, and she also chairs the Membership and Public Relations Committee for the County OHCE, where she also serves on the executive team. Ice snapped a committee for the State Rookie of the Year Award at the State OHCE meeting in July. Checking energy prices, crude oil on the New York Mercantile Exchange up to $68.64 a barrel. London-based Brent crude, $74.71. Natural gas steady yesterday at $2.74 per million BTUs. Gold at $1,329. Silver, $16.75. Obituaries today include 89-year-old Treva Long of Chickasha. Funeral will be at 2 o'clock Thursday afternoon at the First Baptist Church of Verdon. Arrangements are with McCray Funeral Home. Our weather forecast, a nice day today with lots of sunshine, mid to upper 70s. A pleasant evening, but we'll have some rain moving in late this evening and through the overnight hours and into tomorrow. Some rain and maybe a thunderstorm or two. Right now, let's enjoy the nice weather while we've got it. We'll have, again, a high in the mid to upper 70s today. Right now, fair and 50 after a morning low of 46. Get the temperature whenever you want. Call our time and temp line, 222-2233. Cool 105.5 Sports, next.
If you or a family member find it hard to go to the doctor, now a medical professional will come to your home. Physician House Calls serves homebound individuals with all the same services a clinic provides. Andrea Roberts is the newest member of the Physician House Calls team.
We'll schedule a time for a visit at your convenience, and you don't have to spend any time in a waiting room.
Physician House Calls, your home, your doctor. Go online to housecallsok.com or call 405-896-8058.
In sports, another USAO baseball player recognized for his work at the conference level, Jose Hidalgo, named the Sooner Athletic Conference Pitcher of the Week. The senior from Tijuana, Mexico, tossed a one-hit shutout in a 7-0 win over Mid-America Christian last week, a game in which he struck out 8 and walked 5. His ERA drops to 2.40, which is third best in the league. Second time this season, Hidalgo has won the Pitcher of the Week award, and it's the fifth time a USAO baseball player has been named either Pitcher of the Week or Player of the Week. The 8th-ranked Rover baseball team in the Lone Star State today. They've got a couple of games in Grand Prairie, Texas, taking on a couple of non-conference opponents in Arlington Baptist and LSU Alexandria. It's a top five matchup of NAIA softball teams in Oklahoma City tonight as number 3-ranked USAO traveling to number 5-ranked Oklahoma City University. A doubleheader that'll more than likely determine which team will win the Sooner Athletic Conference regular season title. OCU has a one-game lead over the Drovers with 4 games left for both teams in the regular season. The team split a doubleheader at USAO earlier this year. USAO likely needs to win both games today to have a chance to win the regular season title. Ember Pocasset, Fort Cobb Broxton, Fletcher, and Lokiba Sickles all to host regional high school baseball tournaments this week. Number 5-ranked AMPO will host Empire, Morrison, and Rattan. Number 4, Fort Cobb Broxton to host Okarchi, Wacomas, and Pioneer Pleasant Vale. Number 6, Fletcher to host Sterling, Elmore City, and Navajo in the Class A regionals. Class B regionals, number 4-ranked Lokiba Sickles will host Maud, Southwest Covenant, and Varnum. All are double elimination tournaments. One team from each regional will advance to the state tournaments next week. And the softball regional tournament brackets released also yesterday. Class 4A Blanchard will get to host Hevener, Sulphur, and Cushing. Number 7-ranked AMPO will go to number 2 Caddo in the 3A regionals with Winniewood and Hinton. Also in 3A, number 4-ranked Apache will host Moreland, Merritt, and Navajo. In 2A, top-ranked Central High will host number 6 Arapaho, number 15 Hydro Weekly and Davenport, and number 4-ranked Binger Oney will host number 11 Sterling, Kiowa, and Canute. In Class A, number 5-ranked Mountain View Goaty Bow will travel to number 4 Caney with number 12 Asher and Tupelo. Two teams from each softball regional will advance to state tournaments next week. And the Oklahoma City Thunder, with their proverbial backs against the wall, as they lost to the Jazz last night in Salt Lake City, 113-96. Utah taking a 3-1 lead now over the Thunder in the first round of the NBA playoffs. The Thunder now have to win 3 straight if they want to advance. Game 5 at Oklahoma City tomorrow night. Our Cool News weather and sports this morning, a presentation of Physician House Calls, First National Bank and Trust in the Glen Haven Retirement Village.